Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
We're telling you a story today. It's all about Google Maps. Maybe you've used this application on your smartphone before.
I have.
I certainly use it quite frequently, although there are other maps available, but this one seems to be the easiest to use. But today we're going to find out how a Google Map actually saved a stray dog. How is that possible?
I don't know. It's an app. How does it save an animal?
Dogs can't read maps. A stray dog is lost and finds its master by using a Google map? I don't think so. So there must be something else to this story that we haven't found out yet.
I think we can safely say that people were involved in helping save the stray dog.
Sure.
Well, this particular Google map story includes someone...Who loves animals? So let's find out how this stray dog was saved.
Tanya sprawled out on the pavement day in and day out, lifelessly watching cars roll in and out of an industrial park. Her hair was long and matted, she had broken teeth, and she scrounged for food. She was hardly recognizable as a golden retriever.For nearly 5 years, she lived on the same few blocks in Los Angeles as a neglected stray. The name Tanya was given to her by a young man who used to work in the area, Jack Harbor. He had been feeding and giving water to Tanya. There was an intimate bond between them, and the thought of adopting her had even crossed his mind, but his own dog had health problems for Jack to consider. Eventually,He had to move to another city for work. Poor Tanya remained in the industrial park, seemingly waiting for him. One fateful day, Jack pulled up Google Street View to show his girlfriend, Jennifer, where he used to work. As he scrolled through the map, they saw the still image of Tanya resting on a sidewalk. It occurred to Jack that it was the same dog he had fed 5 years ago.Jack and Jennifer realized Tanya needed their help to get off the streets. Jennifer called the pet rescue group Hope for Paws, which agreed to help find the dog a loving home. A couple of days later, the group found Tanya and took her to an animal hospital. There they diagnosed Tanya and found out how deplorable her health condition was. She had tumors, a limp, damaged teeth,arthritis and bone spurs in her spine. After surgery, Tanya was prescribed medication. She was adopted by Jack's mother and now enjoys the care, comfort, and love that every pet deserves.
Okay, everybody, let's get started on our feel-good story of the day. Something makes you feel good inside. It makes your heart warm.Makes you happy, it puts a smile on your face. We're going to be talking about how Google Maps saved a stray dog. If you're talking about an animal and you use that adjective stray, it means this dog has wandered away from its home. Its owners are nowhere to be found. It probably doesn't have a home anymore. Unfortunately, there are some stray animals outside that I run into. There's a lady in my neighborhood.Who rides her bike early in the morning hours around the neighborhood, feeding all the stray cats she finds.
Lots of people do that.
Yeah.
Which is not really a good idea. You're just making the problem worse, but that's another subject. But we do have a stray animal problem, at least here in Taipei. I must say it's much better than it used to be.
Yes.
I do remember stray dogs all over the place when I first came to Taiwan.But now they are few and far between. In any case here, we do want to get the animal population under control. And I guess Google Maps can help you do that here. It helped a stray dog, a dog that was just wandering around on the streets without a home.
Uh-huh.
And Tanya sprawled out on the pavement day in and day out, lifelessly watching cars roll in and roll out of an industrial park.Here we have the phrase to sprawl out. You can do this. I like to do this when I check into a hotel.
Yeah.
I like to sprawl out on the bed. It's usually a big king-size bed. It's nice and comfy. Sprawl out means you kind of lay on the ground and then you spread your arms and legs pretty far out.
You can also use it if you're sitting, lying down, or even falling, but your arms and your legs have to be spread out. So if you are sprawled out on the couch, it means you're really enjoying that couch and you're just as comfortable as you possibly can be. She was sprawled out on the pavement. Pavement is the hard surface of a road or a street. Day in and day out is a phrase you'll see when we want to say something happens almost without fail. I go to work day in and day out. Mm-hmm. My dad exercises day in and day out. He never misses a day.
Except
Sunday. This dog is a she, so we're calling her Tanya. She would just spread out or sprawl out on the pavement. But here's the sad part of this sentence. Tanya would lifelessly watch cars roll in and out. Notice we're using that same pattern, roll in and roll out, roll in and out, of a place we're calling an industrial park. If you're lifeless, here we're using the adjective form, lifeless, but the article is using an adverb because we're modifying watching. How did she watch the cars? She lifelessly watched the cars. You know, I've noticed a difference. Tom, in Taiwan, they refer to animals as it.
Yeah.
But for the most part in America, we'll call a dog, if it's a girl, she, and we'll call the boys he, because we think of them as parts of our family. So forgive me, but I'm going to say she.
We do.
Sure. But in Taiwan, they're very careful to say it.
They must have some rule that an animal's supposed to be it.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you know what the dog's name is, you're going to know the gender of the dog as
True.
Well. So don't refer to your friend John's dog, Tanya, as it. You might make your friend John mad there. Tanya's obviously a girl,
yeah.
A girl dog. So this is what's happening to Tanya. She's sitting there next to an industrial park. Industrial has to do with industry, lots of factories and stuff like that. In Taiwan, they probably have industrial parks, but I've heard of technology parks in Taiwan, these places where all these related companies, they're all settled in this area with special services and stuff like that. She's not in good shape here. Her hair or her fur was long and matted. If it's matted, it's kind of dirty and kind of stuck together, tangled. And she also had broken teeth.
Oh.
That's bad for a dog. How can you chew on a bone with broken teeth?
Right.
She also scrounged for food. And if you scrounge for something or scrounge around for something, that means you're trying to get it by searching in all sorts of places. And you're doing it by depending on other people throwing it out or giving it to you and stuff like
sure.
that. So, yeah, basically nobody's feeding her. She has to find her own food.
Yeah, or maybe she's looking in the garbage for food. So if you scrounge around, like Tom said, you're either depending on others' generosity or you're taking what you can find in the garbage or on the street. She was hardly recognizable as a golden retriever. This is the type of dog she is. A golden retriever is a beautiful dog. It's pretty big, and it's got beautiful golden or a gold hair on its back. It's beautiful, usually. If you're recognizable, it means someone can look at you and identify you. But here she was hardly recognizable. It was hard to tell what kind of dog she was. She was in such terrible shape. She was probably very dirty.
Right. Golden Retriever, of course, is a kind of hunting dog. Retriever is from the word to retrieve, which means to go out and get something. Fetch the dead bird. They're good for hunting, especially for ducks and stuff like that. But in any case, this happened for a long time. For nearly 5 years, she lived on the same few blocks in L.A., in Los Angeles, California, as a neglected stray. So here we have stray. Serving as a noun, a stray or a stray dog, same thing. And neglected means it's not being paid enough attention, it's not being taken care of properly.
If someone is failing to take care of this dog, they're just not giving it what it needs. Well, the name Tanya was given to her by a young man who used to work in the area. His name was Jack Harbor. Tanya is a girl's name only, so guys, don't pick that as your English name. That's only a girl's name. He had been feeding and giving water to Tanya. So he sounds like a good guy, a guy who loves animals. Says here there was an intimate bond between them. And the thought of adopting Tanya, see, we notice here our writer uses the word her. He's an American, actually, our writer is, had even crossed his mind. Intimate means a close relationship between the two of them. And a bond is some sort of connection that you have with somebody. So we use it as a noun and a verb. If you bond something to something else, you attach them so they're stuck together. But here it's a noun, so there's a connection between them, a close connection.
And you might wonder, hey, why didn't he just take her home and make her his dog? Well, the thought of adopting her had even crossed his mind, but, well, he already had a dog, and that dog had health problems that Jack needed to consider or to take into consideration. Here we have the word adopt, which means you bring somebody into your home. You can adopt a child, for example, if the parents don't want the child for whatever reason. This is different from the word adapt, which means you make a change to something so that it can be used in a different situation. But we have adopt here with an O. Yeah, he thought of bringing the dog home with him and making her his pet dog. That crossed his mind. If something crosses your mind, that means you thought about it.
Yeah, this thought popped into his mind. But because his own dog had health problems, it probably was quite expensive for Jack to take care of his own dog, because you have to take animals who have health problems to the vet, which is a doctor for animals. So,
it cost a lot of money.
Yeah. Darn it, sometimes it can be expensive to be a pet owner. Okay, guys, right now we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back.
Hi, 大家好,我是Eric, 欢迎收听English Digest。 今天的课程将叙述一个感人的故事, 就让我们来看一下Google 地图如何救了一条流浪狗, 那同时呢, 分析一下篇章结构的答题要领吧。 一开始,我们看课文第一段第一句, 这句话表示, 日复一日, 谭雅瘫坐在人行道上, 了无生气地看着车子从工业区里进进出出, 那接着后面是第一个空格, 空格后面一句则是在说, 它几乎很难被认出是一只黄金猎犬。那因为空格前一句提到了Tanya，但还没有形容它的模样。那后一句呢，则是提到了它的样子令人认不出是黄金猎犬。那于是呢，我们可以推测，空格应该是在形容Tanya的样子，以承接上下文。所以答案应该选 C. Her hair was long and matted. She had broken teeth, and she scrouged for food. 这句话表示, 她的毛发既长且纠结, 牙齿断裂, 四处祈求食物。 另外一个答题线索就是第一句的主词, Tanya, 是女生的名字, 所以我们可以推测, C选项的主词, her hair, 指的就是Tanya的毛发。 接下来我们看第二题, 空格前一句提到, 谭雅这个名字是一位曾在附近工作的年轻人帮他取的，他叫杰克哈伯。那后面一句空格则是在说，他们之间培养了亲密的感情。那因为空格前一句提到了Jack Harbor，而后一句就说到了他们的感情深厚。于是我们可以推测，空格应该是在形容Jack跟谭雅如何互动，那才有办法承接上下文。所以答案应选B。 He had been feeding and giving water to Tanya. 这句话表示, 他曾喂养及供水给Tanya好一段时间。另外一个答题线索就是空格前一句提到了Jack, 是男生的名字, 因此我们可以推论B选项的主词的he, 指的就是Jack了。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue talking about Tanya, the stray dog in L.A., and remember, she was kind of being taken care of by Jack Harbor. He used to work in the area. He thought about adopting her and taking her home. It crossed his mind, but he had his own dog that had health problems, so I guess there was no room for another dog in the house. And eventually, he had to move to another city for work. Maybe he got transferred or something like that. So eventually, which here just means after a period of time, in the end, he moved away, and Tanya remained in the industrial park by herself, and she seemed to be waiting for him. Where did he go? Where's my dinner? He comes every day. I'm so disappointed.
Dogs are so loyal. Tanya probably thought, where is my little Jack? Well, seemingly just means we're not sure, but this is kind of what it looked like, that Tanya was just waiting around for her friend Jack. Well, one fateful day, Jack pulled up Google Street View to show his girlfriend Jennifer where he used to work. Remember, he had moved to another town. Now, fateful can have two kind of different meanings. Sometimes it just means having consequences that you didn't expect, or far-reaching consequences, things that kind of surprised you. Sometimes we'll use it, though, to say that something bad or disastrous happened that you hadn't expected. Here it's not disastrous. It just means, wow, it had consequences that we never would have guessed. So one day, Jack was just using Google Street View, and guess what? He scrolled through the map, and he saw an image of Tanya resting on a sidewalk. Now, if you scroll on a web page or scroll through a map on the internet, it means you're moving up and down on a web page.
Mm-hmm. Have you done that with Google Maps before?
Sure.
Kind of go zoom in,
sure.
Maybe to your house. Can I see my brother standing there in the yard? Oh, there's my sister's car parked
totally.
There. Cool. I'm sure all of us have had that experience.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, he was showing his girlfriend where he used to work. Yeah, here's where I drove through there every day, and I entered the industrial park there. But then he saw the image of the dog there. My goodness.
Yeah.
Tanya is still there when the Google Maps car drove past with that fancy camera mounted on top. Tanya was actually there, and it took a picture of her. So, yes, it occurred to him that that was indeed the same dog he had fed 5 years ago. So that's a period of 5 years that had passed between
Wow.
the time he left and the time he actually saw that picture on Google Street View.
Well, it occurred to Jack right then that maybe this dog Tanya needed their help to get off the streets. If you're off the streets, it means you no longer are homeless. So this dog, we could say, is homeless. It's a homeless dog.
Mm-hmm.
So if something occurs to you, it means you think of it. Oh, that never occurred to me. I never thought of that before. So if something occurs, that's a little different. It means it happens. But if it occurs to you or occurs to somebody, it means it actually pops into their head. They think of it. So he and his friend or girlfriend, Jennifer, thought, we got to do something to help poor Tanya get off the street. So what did they do? Well, Jennifer called a pet rescue group called Hope for Paws. A paw, of course, is an animal's hand or foot, you could say. A paw. Cats have paws. Dogs have paws. Bears have paws, right, or claws.
Yeah, or you can go have a certain kind of donut called a bear claw, which is very high in calories.
Those are good.
I guess it looks like a bear's claw.
Yeah.
But yes, this pet rescue group was called Hope for Paws, and that group agreed to help find the dog a loving home.
Good.
I'm assuming that they were calling this group from another city because, you know, he had moved away.
Uh-huh.
Well, a couple of days later, the group, Hope for Paws, found Tanya and took her to an animal hospital. So, yes, they got this information from Jennifer, and they said, well, we got this dog. We saw it on Google Maps,
uh-huh.
Google Street View. You got to help it out here. So they rescued her and took her to an animal hospital, and they did some treatment for her. But she was in pretty bad shape, wasn't she?
She was in terrible shape. When you see this word diagnose, it means someone is doing some examinations, and they're identifying what's wrong with somebody or something. Usually it's a doctor who's taking a look at a person. Here it's a vet, an animal doctor, is doing all these sorts of tests on Tanya and is examining Tanya. And the doctor, the vet's trying to figure out what's wrong with Tanya, what illnesses she might have or what problems she has, medical conditions. So that's how you diagnose somebody. Well, they diagnosed Tanya, and the vet found how deplorable her health condition was. Deplorable means terrible, horrible. If somebody lives in a deplorable condition, it means maybe their house is really old and run down. They're very poor. It's dirty. You don't want to see this word. It's a bad word. It's negative, deplorable.
It means that you or something deserves strong condemnation, strong criticism for what you're doing. So nobody should have let this dog get into this position. So her condition was deplorable, and she had all sorts of problems. Tumors, which, of course, are growths. They're usually cancerous. I guess not always.
Not all.
But, yeah, they can grow there and cause problems inside your body. She had a limp. In this case, that means she was not able to walk straight. Something was wrong with her legs, so she walked with a limp. As she took steps, she kind of wobbled back and forth and moved her leg in a funny way. This happens to dogs quite a bit. I see lots of dogs walking around with a limp.
Me too. Sometimes they have been hit by a car and no one helped them, and maybe their leg is broken or sprained. Older people will often have a limp. If their knees are hurting, people will limp. If you've twisted your ankle, you'll limp. Well, the dog also had damaged teeth. We've talked about how her teeth were broken. Arthritis is a very painful condition that happens when the joints in your body become swelled up. They're inflamed, and they're very stiff, and it's painful. My sister actually has arthritis at a young age.
Wow.
So she's going to be in bad shape when she's older. Bone spurs are little growths inside your body that are almost as hard as bone. They're not really bone. I had a bone spur cut out of my foot. It grows near a bone. And here, Tanya had bone spurs in her spine. Your spine is your back. The bones in your back are called your spine.
Exactly. So she had to have all sorts of operations or surgery. Mm-hmm. So after surgery, she was prescribed medication. Medication just means medicine that you need to take. If you have, say, heart trouble or diabetes or something like that, the doctor will prescribe you medication. And that's what a doctor does, prescribes that medicine for you, gives you official permission to get medicine from a pharmacy, and that can be called a prescription. Do you have a prescription for that medicine?
Uh-huh. She was then adopted by Jack's mother. Isn't that great? Jack couldn't adopt her. Jack was still in a city quite a ways away, but Jack's mother was a sweetie pie and adopted Tanya. And now Tanya enjoys a lot of care and comfort and love that every pet deserves. If you deserve something, you're worthy of being treated in a particular way, and I think all pets deserve to be loved.
All of our students deserve praise for their efforts in learning English, and we're going to turn things over to our Chinese teacher right now and help clarify some things for you now. Listen carefully.
我们接着来看刚刚提到的第二题后面, 那这句英文很长, 意思是说, 他们之间有亲密的情感, 而杰克甚至想要收养他, 不过他想到自己的狗也有健康的问题需要他顾虑。接着我们看到下面一句, Eventually, he had to move to another city for work. 意思是指最后他因工作必须搬到另外一个城市。所以呢,Jack虽然曾经为过Tanya一段时间有了感情,但最后还是搬到了其他城市工作。因此第三个空格应该是在说明Jack搬走之后, Tanya 会怎么样呢? 所以答案选F. Poor Tanya remained in the industrial park, seemingly waiting for him. 中文是指可怜的Tanya就留在工业区里,似乎一直在等着杰克回来。另外一个答题线索就是前一句的动词had to move, 其中move指搬家,和F选项的remain形成对比, 那表示Jack搬走了, 但Tanya却留了下来。接着我们看到第三段, 要注意这里其实已经是五年后了, 而 Jack 也交了女朋友。他拿出 Google 的街景地图给他的女朋友 Jennifer， 看看他以前工作的地方。那接着呢，我们看下一句话，也就是第四题前面的那一句话。当他卷动地图的时候，他们看到谭雅在人行道上休息的静止影像。所以依照文意，我们应该选择 Jack， 或是 Jack 和他的女朋友两人会有何反应。所以答案选一，杰克这时忽然想起来，他就是五年前他喂养过的那只狗。另外一个答题线索就是一选项中的 It was the same dog 里面的 it 指的就是前一句的 Tanya。 接下来呢，他们两人了解 Tanya 需要帮忙，于是 Jennifer 联络动物救援团体希望之爪，而对方也同意替 Tanya 找个家。那下面我们就看到第五题。那第五题的前面一句话中文意思就是说，几天之后这个救援团体找到了谭雅，并把他带去动物医院。依照文意，带去医院当然就是要接受诊断检查，所以答案选 D。 There they diagnosed Tanya and found out how deplorable her health condition was. She had tumors, a lymph, damaged teeth, arthritis, and bone spurs in her spine. 中文就是指他们在那里对谭雅进行诊断，发现她的健康状况非常糟糕。她不但长有肿块，走路跛脚，牙齿受损，关节发炎，而且脊椎里也有骨刺。那另外一个答题线索就是第一选项一开头的 there， 那指的就是前一句的 animal hospital 那里。
That is it for today's lesson. Everybody, make sure you look at Google Street View and look for some stray animals on those scenes, in those scenes, and try to find homes for them and be a good citizen. That's all we have for today. Thanks for listening. For English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.